From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurds. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights tells Arab media Kurdish militia fighters are still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates and had even captured some ground there. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia Thursday to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Afghan police say at least 13 people are dead and more than 45 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul Thursday. Among the dead, 7 students, 3 police officers, 2 university security guards, and a guard from a nearby school for the blind. The Kabul police chief says 36 students and university staff were wounded. Police officers say at least 2 attackers have been killed. There have been no claims of responsibility from militant groups for the attack. This is VOA News.